Welcome to episode 16 of your Influx Radio, everyone.
16.
I am your host, Billy Bill. And with me, as always, by my side,
El Nelson. D. Nelson. Nelly.
Yeah, that's what we're used to. That's what we're used to by now. Oh, what a week. 7 days. Long stretch. Took us a while to get back to this.
Seriously. Because this last...
getting longer and longer in between, huh?
They are.
So, this has been quite an interesting week. Flashpoint came out. DC's new animated feature, which is leading into the new Justice League War, which will be the next feature they come out with.
If it was only live action, huh?
I know, right? Wonder what that would be like. Would it be anything like the Avengers?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably better, because Flashpoint's a pretty cool story arc.
Yeah, they're, you know, DC's got some incredible talent on their team, but they're benching them all right now. Hopefully sooner or later they'll call them up to the big leagues. We're going to put you on screen, Flash.
That'd be awesome.
Okay, we're going to put you on screen. Is that cool? I know we've said it before, but this time we mean it. This time we mean it. We might even cast somebody to be you. Yeah. Let's hope so. I mean, I don't know who hasn't seen it yet, but the How It Should Have Ended.
That was awesome. That was
this
great.
This week's one with Batman and Superman in the Super Cafe talking about the Batman versus Superman.
Or the punch from space that exploded your internal
punch
organs.
Punch from space that exploded Batman's internal organs. Or did it? The Dark Knight Rises.
Again.
To take out Superman. If you haven't caught that, it is hilarious. They do an awesome superhero cafe over there at Hizzy. Check it out on Facebook and like them. Also go to
awesome. It's actually
YouTube.
It's also a part of Starz, right? It's like a Starz production.
Yeah,
so
incredibly enough, they saw potential in there and bought it up.
It's pretty funny how all these
snatched it.
Everyone's gone viral. They see how the
because you could just slap on advertisements for free. You know, well, not free. I mean,
yeah,
still paying for it. But amazing how commercials have gotten with the times. For a while there, I'm like, pretty soon we're not going to need to watch commercials because all this stuff is streaming. I don't have to watch that. It's on Hulu. I can watch stuff on YouTube.
Well, like every the what is it? The
went and got on YouTube and Hulu.
It's like the what do you call it? The oh my god, here we go again. You got to understand, folks. I'm older than a lot of you people. So
stop using that as a crutch.
All right, fine. I'm not completely
get off your rascal.
No, but what I was gonna say is Zombieland. That went
that looks
to
terrible.
No, I know it looks terrible, but it's the fact that it went straight to what is it? Is it Hulu or Amazon? I think it's Amazon, right?
Amazon, yeah.
Amazon out of all sites, they're doing shows. Because I think they have another one, don't they?
They have a couple shows I've heard, but I haven't watched any of them, and I don't plan on starting with Zombieland. The trailer for that just looked like garbage. I mean, when you see the movie and the level is set that high, how do you... I know it's written by the same people, but you got to have the right actors for that. You can't just hire any jackass to come in off the street and play these characters.
Yeah, I think that he's going to... Because Woody Harrelson set the bar for Tallahassee, so...
Tallahassee, yeah, he was great. I mean, even Jesse Eisenberg's character was just phenomenal. The way he laid everything out. You need to run. It's cardio. Rule number 17. No, but moving away from that, we talked about that. Let's keep going. Let's keep going here, people. Beyond that, NECA has got a whole new line that they've gone ahead and introduced.
Yeah, for those.
I can't wait for it.
It's going to be awesome. For those people that went to Comic-Con this year, you probably... I mean, if you got a chance to walk by their booth, they had all the...
You said it's 12-inch or 18-inch, these figures?
They're 18 inches.
Not saying it's going to rival Hot Toys, because that's another class. Well, but no. this is an awesome 18-inch collectible figure that you'll probably want to put up.
If you can't afford a Hot Toy, you can afford the NECA, because I think they're going to be coming out like for around $80.
And NECA's got licenses that Hot Toys doesn't yet.
Exactly.
Or that they're just not exploring yet. Cause...
Like they were just mentioning that they recently got the licensing for Planet of the Apes, new and old. Really? So they're going to be working with that. You're going to see Caesar.
You're going to get a lot more licenses because... pretty much whatever they want, they can go after, and they get it, even though other companies have the license as well. Because look at when they did the Ninja Turtle figures.
Yeah.
Because that's exclusive to Playmates, and Playmates has, you know, banked on them since the 80s.
Yeah.
And, you know, now, the only other thing I remember them doing was the Toxic Crusaders. Do you remember that?
Wow.
Remember that gem? Yeah, that Traumaville Spectacular.
Unbelievable. I do remember that.
Yeah, holy they made like crap. They're on I think their fourth or fifth Toxic Avenger movie.
No, I think they're beyond that.
I'm pretty sure they're on like four or five. But that little gem of that show,
Traumaville's been around forever.
I know they've been around, Kabuki, but I remember
NYPD.
Them, at MegaCon, I think they were there with
Surf Ninjas Must Die.
Oh, I was gonna say if you just said Surf Ninjas, I was gonna be like, that was them. Wasn't stupid enough.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Not Surf Ninjas. I got them confused. What is it? Surf Nazis Must Die. Oh, there we go.
That's weird. Yeah, that sounds like them.
Yeah, Surf Nazis Must Die, and Nuke 'Em High. I was a big, big Trauma fan.
Really?
Yeah.
I almost bought their collection. They put out a tin set that had like fake blood gushing on the front, and it was like this big set that was gonna have all of the Toxic Avengers in there and all that, and so I was like, huh, I might pick that up. This was back maybe 6-7 years ago, but I don't know, I never watched any of their other features. Wasn't there some sort of Romeo and Juliet or Tromeo and Juliet knockoff that they did?
There's so many, man, but they're all good. They're all so cheesy that they're good, you know.
If that's what you judge good by.
You know what I mean. Come on, man.
But
anyways, Toxie. Back to these.
They could redo Toxie, though.
They could.
Make a new movie with that and not make him so special, Ed.
That'd be kind of cool to watch, though.
Yeah, because, I mean...
To have somebody actually remake it.
Yeah. Like, or let maybe Hollywood remake it and...
Not trying.
Well, because, I mean, if you remember the first movie, the premise of it was just a couple of gym rats that were like, we like to run over people in our car.
Yeah, they were total jerks. It's your classic.
They just made, like, the most random, idiotic villain. Like, it did not make sense for this hulking, mop-wielding mutant to go ahead and take on. But, yeah.
Oh, Toxie.
Toxie with his blind girlfriend, not unlike the Thing,
who was super hot.
Yeah, super even in the cartoon hot. Show, even in the cartoon show, it was like,
well, they drew her.
She's drawn well.
Yeah,
a well endowed character.
Yep,
not unlike your as we were talking yesterday, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, are you kidding me? She's
Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah,
but the way she was supposed to look was a little bit different.
I'd never seen that.
Yeah, they have it up on IMDb if you guys haven't seen it. It's not too far off base, but it's like more of a classic, I want to say like 20s look to her. Like 20s secretary, maybe lounge singer.
Okay.
They made her look like that, which was kind of cool. We were having a big old discussion about that yesterday, and oh my gosh. That's something we were talking about in great length, because it was funny to sit here and debate about how.
Wow, it's too. I think it's funny if you were to see these pictures, it's night and day. But it's night and day. If you look at it, she looks more. She looks more intelligent. She looks more, Lois Lane type.
As opposed to the voluptuous,
very slutty. I mean, they're both drawn you know, voluptuous and stuff like that. But there's something in the face. There's something about the expression.
Yeah, they make her look more intelligible. Like, she actually could have a conversation. So I think they wanted to go.
Right, like, what was the character's name in The Mummy? I know it was Rachel Weisz, but...
Yeah, it was Rachel Weisz. Her name, Evelyn. Wasn't it Evelyn?
Was it Evelyn? Okay.
Evie.
Evie. There we go.
You know, that Len Wiseman, he just recently backed out of doing the Mummy sequel.
That's fine. Sequel, they should, but they should just leave it alone. Those movies are great.
It would be great if they redid it with Brendan Fraser again. If you bring him back into it, I'm like completely.
Well, cool why would you redo it with the same? I mean,
because he did such a great job in the original.
No, I'm not. Like, see,
even,
I'm not taking.
Like, even do a reboot with him. Like, if you want to do a reboot.
But then it's technically not a reboot.
It technically could be a reboot because they could be doing, like, the stories before he met her, or they could be doing.
So you're talking prequels, or you're talking.
Well, again, it could be
adventures in between.
In between the ones that that happened, like before he had a kid and settled down, and the kid immediately skyrocketed into different, you know, the same age. But Len Wiseman, he recently backed out, which, what does that say when the guy that made the newest Total Recall backs out?
That Total Recall was garbage, though.
I still, to this day, have not seen it. I don't plan on seeing it.
You're really not. You're not missing a lot. I'm sorry.
And I'm not saying I don't plan on seeing it just because of the fact that I think it's blasphemy. It's just, it's not high up on my list of things to go ahead and to catch back up on. There are so many other things that are like ahead of that.
I was able to see it because I was at my folks' house, and they have HBO and stuff. See, I refuse to pay for HBO, but that's just me.
I already pay for too many other services. Why should I pay for HBO?
But I was over there, and I was able to catch it, and I fell asleep halfway through it.
Well, there's certain movies.
I was like in and out of it, you know, kind of. So I mean,
there's
I couldn't
certain movies that I will just never pay for, but if I get the opportunity to see them, I will most likely take it. Like my wife, she. She was a Blockbuster member. I know. She had gotten
but
a free rental.
Folks, keep in mind that this story was very recent.
No, this was years ago. But she had gotten a free rental, and she was like, hey, why don't we get that new Catwoman movie that came out? And I was like,
oh, okay,
free,
okay.
Right?
I thought you were going with the Burt Wonderstone
story. No. That I had to recently. A whole other story. I had to re-sign up for a Blockbuster card. Who does that anymore? And they
I was,
still
when
print
you told
out
me,
those shitty little laminated cards.
No. When you told me, I was surprised because I have no freaking idea where there's a Blockbuster. Okay.
There's like the only one left within 30 miles is the one here in Hunter's Creek. Like for some reason, the people of Hunter's Creek still
use Blockbuster.
Need a Blockbuster. In their life.
It's unbelievable how Netflix just destroyed that company.
I don't have any sympathy for them because they had every opportunity to outshine Netflix. Those bastards could have easily blown them out of the water because they knew about this stuff when it was coming up. They had their stores already. All they had to do was add like that Redbox feature. All they had to do was what they did too late. If they would have done that sooner, because they had the feature where you could have the video sent to your house just like Netflix does, but you could return them at any store and swap out for another DVD, which they just wound up screwing themselves because they did it late, A. B, when you went there, a lot of the times that people were trying to tell you, oh, no, you need to go ahead and... You need to just, it's $3.99 a rental. No, dumbass, I already paid for the other service. Oh, we'll have to look you up. I mean, it's just idiots working the table.
Now, I have a question for you. This just popped into my head. Have you ever seen a Redbox somewhere that is not ghetto? That is not ghetto.
It is not ghetto. I see it outside of a Walgreens.
But where?
Right here next to my house. This ain't the ghetto. What are you trying to say? You get nervous coming to my house?
It's almost like it's always in a Walmart. I've always seen them in Walmarts, in 7-Elevens.
Oh my God, Walmart. I went to Walmart yesterday. What's the deal with Walmart? No, because I go there yesterday and...
That's the only reason I mentioned it. It's always in some areas where
Here's my thought. Why is it that you would never think in your wildest imagination to walk out of the house in pajamas and go anywhere else? But for some reason, people do it so easily at Walmart. I see couples come in all the time and they're mix match clothes with sandals on and tank tops, and it's like you would never think to look that way going to a Target.
Well, Target is the upscale Walmart.
Say what you will, you would never think to go to out, like, for some reason people view Walmart as like the equivalent of their patio. Yeah, these fuckers on the first floor can see me, but you know, I'm at home, who cares? And they view Walmart as like an extension of their own personal home.
Man, but Walmart is fun to people watch. For those of you that like people watching, Walmart is...
That's the place to be.
Yeah, that's definitely the place to be.
Yeah, I mean, me and my friends used to actually go there and joust on those rascals. We'd go over to the toy aisle, find different swords and toys and shit.
God forbid somebody with an impediment needed one of those.
Nobody with an impediment. I just stopped. You know what I did? I provided a service to all the fatties that needed to actually walk the store at that time of night rather than hover around it.
I can't stand those. I can't stand it.
I want to cow tip them when I see them. I'm like, you have no business in that freaking rascal.
Well, they kind of do. Their feet cannot support their weight, man. That's kind of cold-hearted. Have
no business. What? You don't get that. You know what? I have no sympathy for those people. Oh, you don't want to buy the extra seat on the plane, but you'll go ahead and have the second helping of food, huh? Come on. People are ridiculous.
Fair enough. Since I'm two servings away from that.
You got a ways to go, but... I'll let you. Well, you're still at least in that phase where you're like walking. These other people that I'm talking about have given up on walking years ago. They're like, yeah, I remember when that used to be a thing. Still kind of is, fucker.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
But anyway, we veered.
I digress.
Yes. Very, very digressed.
It's just the inane rantings of a frustrated person. I have to deal with these people on a daily basis.
But going back, NECA, yes, they have those 18-inch figures.
We still on
NECA?
Okay.
Yeah, we were. We veered
really
off.
We just went off topic.
Yeah, completely.
I almost thought we had wrapped that up. And
I said eight.
So they're making the 18-inch figures. They look great. They look like just giant action figures because they still bend at the waist, the arms. You could see the joints and stuff. So... In that class, or in that particular instance, it's not like a neck, or not like a hot toy, because hot toys you rarely see the seams.
It's only because they have the clothing over it.
But that's why they have the clothing over it.
So you don't see the you don't see the joints and stuff like that. But they're still they're fully articulated and stuff like that.
But they have great lines, like they have the Adam West Batman, the 1966.
Those look awesome.
They look great. I can't wait to see more of those.
I would have never thought in to see an Adam West like action figure.
Well, they also have the Michael Keaton version, the 1989.
That one, honestly, you've seen the pictures. It's hard to differentiate from the. From the Hot Toy version.
Looks amazing. Does look it really good. Really look sharp.
And then they're expanding on their Gremlin line. They're adding a couple
more. The 18-inch. You're talking about the
not
smaller
on the
ones.
On the smaller ones, going down to the 7-inch. Well, I guess these would be 3-inch.
No, they're not 3-inch.
Well, they're not 7-inch.
Well, they're at least 5 inches.
Give or take.
Okay.
But
meet in the middle there. We'll meet in the middle, 5 instead of 3 or 7.
Okay, cool. Yeah, that's fine. Sure.
Somebody can go ahead and tell us how wrong we are. That's what the internet's for.
Yeah.
Actually, guys, it's like 5 3/4. You know, if you're gonna talk, you should get it right.
You know, we are those guys. That's why we're doing these podcasts.
I you know what though? I'm that guy in real life, but I don't have the time to get on these fucking websites and blog about how wrong somebody is in their statement. I'll just sit there and show it to you and tell you how wrong they are. Look at this douche. Can you believe this? He has no idea what he's talking about. Why don't you help him out? Tell him what's going on in that article. You know, I don't got time for that.
That's just being lazy.
Yeah.
It's like by now I should have sold my Python to Turtle Rex. But have I sat to write a script?
You'll see it on screen. I had an idea just like that. I guess that's my must be where I got it from.
It's like, god damn it. I wish I would have written that. But who's got the time to sit down and
put pen to paper?
Jeez.
Ugh.
But they're expanding on their Gremlin line.
Do tell.
The
what figures are the they Mogwais, coming out with?
The Mogwais, I have, I'll be honest with you, I have no fucking clue who those are.
Yeah, they're coming out with three different Mogwais. One's brown, one's the brown with the grayish stripes.
Yeah, we'd have to go back, I guess, to the new batch to see if they're one of those.
You know what though? You would have to like freeze frame the movie to really go back and probably catch what.
Because in the office.
But they're like banking on the fact that we won't do that.
Yeah, just like just like the Predators, they keep pulling out all these Predators out of nowhere. You know, they're not from the movies. They're all, I guess, Elseworld type, you know, stuff.
I guess. I mean, they could literally keep going on and on with the Predators because, you know, they've already done like different color schemes, camouflage ones, everything they have. Yeah. To the extent of Dutch now.
That's going to be bad. That's going to be badass. They have a thermovision Dutch. Right? So he's like.
That's exactly what it sounds like. He looks like if you're looking at it through Predator's eyes.
Yeah. So here it's a Dutch figure. It's the regular. I think it's the extraction.
It's the jungle extraction, yeah.
It's the jungle extraction.
I believe so, with his vest and everything
still on. Yeah, with just the vest. Mm-hmm. But he's almost like a translucent green. The gun is.
I think they just painted him. Don't you think they just painted him those different colors?
If the gun is translucent? If you look closely, his arm is also almost translucent.
Okay.
So I think the whole figure...
That's even cooler. That adds to it.
Yeah, I think the whole figure is translucent.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just painted the like red and yellow and all these different blotches to look how he looks on the like the Predator looks at him.
Yeah, when he's got his.
And going back to the 18-inch, they are coming out with an 18-inch Dutch.
Yeah.
So that's just gonna add because they already have the eight. I think they have like two 18-inch Predators.
They did a set of three at one point, and then I think they put out another series where they did a few more. So they had all the three from, I believe, the first movie? Or was it the second one? No, they did the first one, and then they did a couple from the second movie.
But 18-inch?
Yeah, 18-inch too.
I had only seen two, so I could be wrong.
No, because I think there were two different ones, but one was also, I think, the same one without its mask. I think that's the way they did it.
Oh, yeah.
So it made a total of three, but there was, I think two of them were the same figure, just one with mask, one without.
One without.
Yeah, I believe so.
I mean, you can still find them at Toys R Us. Like, I think they're like $69.99, I think.
Yeah, they're not too bad. They're not too bad. But they're killing it. I mean, they got the Rambo figures out now, but I don't like that the paint jobs
terrible.
On those.
That looks terrible.
Just because I like it, I would probably pick it up. But you know what? Nowadays, if you're a collector, you got to pick something you want to collect and stick with that.
It's just like the expendable figures.
Well, those are the Diamond Select.
Those were a little weird, but they had that same fleshy tone. I mean, it's flesh tone and whatever, but there's this weird translucency to the.
I know what you're talking about. They're not translucent, but they're the what they're doing now, which DC Direct also does this, which I think is actually a smart move if done right. DC's mastered it. Diamond Select, I think, is just starting to dabble in it, so they're probably still got that learning curve. But they mold the figure in that flesh tone type of plastic, and then they have to paint everything else over it.
Right, which I understand, but it's, like I said, it's... As opposed to
just doing it all in black or any other color and then just painting the flesh tone. Yeah. Because the flesh tone, when you do it that way, looks caked on. Because I have figures from the Blackest Night series where in the beginning of the series they did the paint on flesh tone, but at towards the end, not even towards the end, like series 7, by series 7, they were going the other route where they were doing the mold being in that plastic flesh tone and then painting on the hair and stuff like that, as opposed to doing it all in black. Because the Kyle Rayner is much different than the Hal Jordan in the center. If you're looking at them, the skin tones look completely different. Yeah, so I don't know. I like it when it's done that way because DC Direct has mastered it already. But I've seen the figures talking about from the Expendables. They do look kind of clunky.
Yeah, kind of Barney and what do you call it? Hail Caesar is okay.
Speaking of Barney, Sylvester Stallone is going back into the Rocky Balboa ring and doing a new movie called Creed.
Yep. I was reading about it. It's supposed to take... it's almost like he's turning into...
Mickey.
Yeah, he's turning into Mickey.
And also, that also segues right back into the 66 Batman, Adam West. Because Mickey was Penguin.
Yes, he was.
Boy, we are just tying loops here.
Get up, you bum! I'm gonna make you eat lightning and crap thunder. He was awesome.
What a great character.
Yep.
Yeah, Mickey. Yeah. But I know. That being said, you think they'll bring Adrian's brother back into the fold? He was always fun.
Is he still alive?
That's a good question. That is a very good question. You know, that's why we keep each other on our toes, because we ask stupid questions right then and there that throw us off. God dang you.
I think he is. He's still alive.
I want to say he is, but
I don't remember him from Back to School? I mean, not Back to School. Yeah, Back to School.
Was he? Oh, I think I do. Yeah.
Yeah, he was Rodney Dangerfield's
say he's dead.
Limo driver.
It doesn't say Pauly. He's dead. It just says only born. Yeah.
All right. So I see he's still alive. So I guess he could do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why not?
But he's becoming. He's becoming. We say he's becoming Mickey because he's gonna.
He's gonna be training.
He's gonna train Creed's son.
Which Creed's son, I guess, reluctantly gets into being a.
Have they cast that yet?
Yeah, the guy that's gonna be playing him is the one that did the voice for the. God dang it! What is it? The guy that did the voice for Cyborg in Flashpoint. Which, give me a second, and I'll get you a name to go with that. Stunning introduction there. Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan. That sounds familiar. What else has he done?
He did Chronicle. He's been on All My Children. The Fruitvale Station, which is that new movie that just came out. It's in theaters now, actually.
Oh, so the main guy, right?
Yeah. I believe so. But okay. He's supposed to be the Apollo Creed's son, which if you look at him, look him up when you get a chance. He does look like he would be Apollo Creed's son.
Yeah.
He has that look to him. Yeah.
Looks like a middleweight, though. I wonder if they'll go heavyweight with him.
Don't know.
Well, with the state of boxing, it's he's going to probably be either lightweight or middleweight. Yeah, I follow sports.
I don't know. How jazzed were you when we watched Wolverine and we saw the trailer for The Tomb, now known as The Escape Plan?
I know. That was pretty funny.
That trailer looked amazing.
No, it's amazing. It's going to be super cool. I love that. What does he tell? What does Arnold tell him?
He's like, if I don't get out of here, I'm gonna kill you.
No, when he hits him.
Oh, hit like a girl or something, or
it's something like that. Yeah. It was pretty funny, but it's gonna be cool. It's gonna be a cool movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not too fond of the guards with those
masks, those blank masks.
Yeah.
Why not?
I don't know. It seems like it doesn't fit. It's not necessary.
Unless if you're going for some sort of a prison system that is unknown to the world of where it is and how to get in and out of it, I could see that there would be a level of anonymity. Yeah, it always trips me up. That's why I try not to use it in my everyday life. Anonymity.
That can't be right.
Anonymity? God dang it, I'm going to need to pull the dictionary app out.
Just continue.
Oh my God, this is terrible.
Anonymity. There you go. Anonymity.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
That doesn't sound right either.
Oh God. Who gave us these mics? I swear to God, it was us. That's why we got them. Because nobody else would give us. But I'm pretty sure it's anonymity. There you go. That's perfect. That's it. Anonymity. And then, yeah, go ahead. Hold on. What do you got there?
Apparently nothing.
Were you going to make...
Anonymity.
Told you.
That's what I said. Anonymity. You can't say that one of those tries that I had did not
say that. No, you did. There was far from it.
Hell ever. I was close enough not to break my balls.
Anonymity.
Anonymity. That's what I said. Now I sound literate. I'm like, anonymity. That's what I said, guys.
There was a lot. The first time you said it, there were a lot more N's.
A couple more A's. So, do you hear that Milijovic and Mel Gibson are going to be in Expendables 3?
Really?
Along with Jackie Chan, Mickey Rourke is back, Wesley Snipes is in it. I mean, Dolph Lundgren is back. Jackie Chan, you got Jet Li back. You know what, though? Of course, Barney Ross is back, which is Sylvester Stallone. You got Arnold Schwarzenegger, you got Statham, and you got Willis in there. But who I don't see is Terry Crews and Randy Couture. I don't see their names listed on the cast list.
I wonder if they just since it's such a big team, do they take vacation? They just
well, they need to be in there at least like Ying Yang was, because he was in the opening scene and then he parachuted out and they never saw him again.
And was is he credited with the?
Yeah, he was credited with them, but he's in this movie.
Man, I don't know, man.
I have to say, Bruce Willis, you might completely disagree with me.
Why do they have Kellan Lutz in there?
I don't know.
What the hell? There always has to be the...
He's probably one of the bad guys with Wesley Snipes.
You think so?
Most likely.
It just kills me the fact that he was in Vampire Twilight. Why is one of the cast from Twilight in Expendables? That's just killing me.
I don't know what if I told you, but I saw Red 2.
You did not tell me. How was that?
Very, very much like Red mixed with the whole 10 yards.
Wow.
Because Bruce Willis cannot play
You don't sound too excited about it.
It was a good movie. And again, I say this because it's nothing like the comic book anymore.
The first one wasn't either.
The first one was more... I mean, obviously, they can't go to the comic book because they already did, you know, all 10 pages of the story in the first movie. But
But
Bruce Willis' character, he's an amazing, amazing guy when he's put in the right roles, but I don't like when they make him try and be a reformed killer, if that makes sense. I mean, in the whole 10 yards, the whole 9 yards was amazing. But when he got in the relationship in the whole 10 yards, he plays that goofy, oh, honey, baby, what are we doing? I don't want to kill anymore. And that's exactly what he's doing again in this one, which kind of drags the whole story down because he's like, oh, what are you giving her a gun for? She can't have a gun. Oh. And it just goes on and on like that. The same beat-down joke and his same poor delivery of that.
Yeah.
With her role in it, she really should have been not in this movie. And she was just kind of rehashing her Weeds character, but even more dumbed down.
Wow. So it doesn't sound...
The two of them were the oddballs in this one, because everybody's still talking about Frank Moses being a badass, but yet you still don't get that because he's playing house with this... with his girl.
Which the real Frank Moses would never...
No, he's a stone-cold killer and was living in seclusion just because he didn't feel he deserved to live amongst the world. And... this version of him is just really weird. It was a fun movie for what it was, if you don't take it as anything else. If you don't try and recall that it's based off of anything. Because anything that gives us John Malkovich, the guy's freaking awesome. Anthony Hopkins did great. Helen Mirren was a badass.
That's what I was going to ask. That's what I'm about to ask you, because she looks amazing. In the trailer, she looks amazing. And she kicks ass from what I saw.
I still... to this day, can't remember the guy's name. The dude, Storm Shadow from G.I. Joe was in there.
Yeah.
He's awesome. I love him. He was a badass in this movie. He just completely saved a lot of shitty scenes. Like, you're like, oh, okay, Bruce Willis is sitting here talking and being kind of dumb. All of a sudden, here comes Storm Shadow. Tears everybody apart. Because he's Ryung Hun Lee. I'm probably butchering his name, but that's...
yeah, like anonymity.
Shut the hell. And Neil McDonough?
Who's that? Who the hell's that?
You might remember him as Walking Tall.
Yeah, Walking Tall.
Or you might remember him in Street Fighter.
Jesus Christ, as Bison.
Yeah.
God, that movie. What kind of saved it is the fact that Lana Lang was in there.
Oh my God, that movie was so long-winded. But Brian Cox is back in Red 2, and he's hilarious. Him with Helen Mirren, just great. Great, 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 great,
he's
great.
He's a classic, man.
Yeah. It was a fun movie. Go see it. It's worth your time. Just don't go expecting a lot of...
if you go in...
don't go expecting it to be this knockdown, drag-down like Red... the book was supposed to be.
Or the first, regardless, the first one was good.
First one was good. It was closer to the original. And let's be honest, Morgan Freeman, I think, carried that a lot more than Bruce Willis did.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So I saw that. That was a good movie. Fun. Fun time waster. Anything with John Malkovich usually is. And he plays a bigger role in this one. He's hilarious.
He's awesome.
Crackpot. He's crazy.
The wild card, bitches! That's starting up really soon.
In September here.
But I hear it's going to...
FXX.
Yeah, FXX.
Yeah, it's kind of even weird to try and say. It almost sounds like I'm trying to relay a porno station to you.
FX Deuce. No, but I'm wondering what channel it's going to be. Because like, I haven't seen it. I don't know what channel
God,
gonna I hope we don't have to pay for that.
Oh, that'd be a pisser, wouldn't it?
Jesus Christ, man. A life without Sonny would be unbearable.
Yeah.
I've been dying, speaking of, now that it's kind of segueing in there, I'm dying to see Pacific Rim
just because of Charlie Day.
Because I think he plays an integral role. Did I say that right?
Integral.
There we go. I think I ate the T and the R. I said, doesn't matter. An integral role here, because okay. I think he's...
An amenity. Sounded like I was trying to say some sort of sea creature. Have you seen the anamenity?
No, that would be...
Anonymity.
No.
Damn it, are we at this again?
Anemone.
No. No.
The sea creature is anemone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But I'm talking about the word...
Anonymity.
Anonymity. That's what I said.
anyways. But he plays an integral role.
I have a hard time with banana.
Banana.
That's got a lot of NNAs.
Harry. what do you call it? Because I think he's the scientist. He helps create those machines.
Is he going to be like... Godzilla? Matthew Broderick?
No. I think he's like, just like a quirky, crazy... He's it's funny, so...
I would never see him as a scientist.
I know, but if you think about it, you know, sometimes... Because, well, the line between genius and insane...
They didn't draw that line too close in Sunny, though. It's like, no, you're an idiot. I turn on the sign that says we have delicious Coors. Charlie, you put the clothes sign on.
I've been telling
everybody
we're
closed.
They have a pirate room.
Oh my god, do you see that door? It's marked pirate. I see a door marked private. Yeah. Or how about the fact that he's like, I burn up all the trash, we're totally green that way. I've been sticking the trash in the furnace for years. That's what that smell is? Well, yeah, it burns up and then it goes up into the sky where it forms stars. I don't know enough to argue about this.
They're awesome. I can't wait for it to start.
Yeah, I'm equally as pumped for that as I am Walking Dead. I have to say, that's my level expectation for Sunny every season.
But have you seen the new trailer for
Walking Dead? Yeah, it looks amazing.
Holy crap, man.
Mm-hmm.
There is... But that's what they were saying that you guys want more zombies.
Well, let me throw a little shout out real quick.
They're delivering.
I want to do a shout out to Bruno Riveron. I hope I'm not butchering his last name. Like I've done so many other words this podcast. I feel like my tongue's too big for my mouth. But Bruno Riveron, if you can get a chance, go onto his fan page. He just created an amazing Walking Dead print that will be for sale. It is beautifully done and beautifully colored, and it looks great. It's got the main cast that you would want to see on a print, and I want to say it's probably about maybe a 36 by 11 or 12 maybe.
It's caricature style, like the
almost. It's a little better than caricature because
The faces look great,
but the body is small. They do a little small body coming out of the smoke, but it looks... If you get a chance, check it out.
It's someone that's been at the carnival way too long.
If you get a chance, go check it out.
But no, don't get me wrong. I'm not insulting you, Bruno. But it's that style. It's the where you sit down and it's that caricature style.
Yeah, yeah.
But extremely... Very well done. Like,
yeah, it looks amazing.
Not done in a couple minutes, you know.
The fact that this will be out there and available for your viewing consumption, you guys should go check out his page, like it, and I don't know, PM him, try to figure out how to get yourself a print of this, because I'm sure whatever edition size he decides to make of that will go quick, because it actually looks really, really good.
Glenn looks identical. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. There are a few there, like Merle. Merle looks really good. At first, I thought he was doing just the people that were still alive, but then when I saw Merle there, I'm like, no, he died. He zombied out there.
Man, and I was kind of going through like the compendiums and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Man, they got a long ways to go, man. This show can go on for a while, man.
It's already been signed on for six seasons, wasn't it?
Yeah, something like that. Because we're in the comic books, we're already in Washington already, right?
In the comic books, they're further than that.
Are they?
Yeah, but as far as where they're at in the comic book to where they're at in the screen, they're still in like volume 3, I believe. Volume 3 of the trade paperbacks, but now with this... which is probably about 20 or 30 issues in.
But now they hear that... Excuse me. Thank you.
Bless you.
Oh, boy. Here he goes.
Ooh, that
Jesus
was a
Christ. Sorry.
That was a mister.
Wow. Holy crap. Looks
like somebody just sprayed Febreze on the other side of the room.
Well, you're getting a cold.
Oh, damn it.
That's what happens when you're enclosed. But anyways, they hear a message in the radio.
Yeah, I saw that on the walkie-talk. No, on the radio, yeah.
On the radio, and that's part of, what do you call it, that other... That's not the Saviors, is it?
No.
But it's that other town... what is it? Alexandria, is it?
Well, you're losing me.
What?
I don't know what you're talking about. You know how long ago it was that I read that book? I read those issues kinda... so long ago. I mean, we got it there if you want to look it up, but you know, maybe that's for another podcast when we do a whole Walking Dead.
Yeah, because we're not going to go. Yeah.
We do a precap when the season's about to start up. We want to talk about it. We'll get the book out. We'll do a little bit more research than this, and
it was something I was kind of flipping around and kind of looking at. I got the gist of it.
Do you like that though? I just I think I coined a new term, a precap. Before we get into the next season,
yeah,
gonna recap the old season and
a precap.
Yeah, do a precap.
Isn't it still a recap though?
Pre-recap. I like precap. Shut up. why don't you create something like inward singing?
Inward singing.
No, I'm fucking singing, and you just can't tell the difference.
I actually did create something amazing called Python a Turtle Rex.
Prove it.
It actually, you know what? If you go back to episode. Was it 4?
Yeah,
maybe
it was.
4 or 5.
Can you prove that though?
Yes, it's.
Do you have it?
Yes, I do.
I can totally erase your proof. Oh, geez.
Oh man, these are really
getting into it today. Just going on,
having fun. You enjoying this one? You enjoying this one?
This one's good. This one's good.
Yeah.
Are you guys enjoying? Are you guys enjoying yourselves? I hope you are.
Yeah.
With our crazy rants.
You know, the vibe has been off for last week, but you know, we're back. We're having fun with it again. We're here for you. We just want you to know that you were in a safe environment, that you could say whatever you want to say.
There's no judgment here, except if you mess up on a word.
Yeah, then we judge you quite harshly. Or at least it seems that way in my case. Yeah, but no, good stuff coming.
So, just a little side note. Did you hear that their Star Wars is officially going to? Well, first, Ryan Gosling is out. He's not even reps were saying that no, that's completely false. He's not. He has been approached. He hasn't read for anything. He hasn't spoken anything. There's nothing that.
Well, what I was saying before was that it was rumored that Disney wanted him and Efron.
But they still haven't said anything about Efron.
But they still haven't even made the announcement that Ford, Fisher, and Hamill are in it. So come on.
Which you would have thought it was good with your Euro that. Celebration.
No, they're most likely saving it for
D23. Yeah. But they are going to go with this combination of CG and live action effects like they did in the original.
In the original.
Yeah. With the
nothing was CG in the original.
No, I'm saying they're going back with live effects. I mean, there is going to be
practical effects.
Practical effects. There is going to be some CG in there, obviously, because
you have to. You can't even make a movie like that anymore without CG.
Correct, but now when you see 100 stormtroopers, there are 100 stormtroopers there. You know, like.
I wonder if there'll even be stormtroopers still in this. I mean, it's.
I just threw that out there.
I know. I'm just saying, as
an example,
going to the side note, which. Even that, what do you think is going to take place in Rebels here? I know the Stormtroopers are going to be a part of this. Star Wars Rebels.
I have no idea. There's already, it's almost a, how can I put it? It almost looks like Clone Wars. Because there's
going to be a lot like it.
There's stills already out of what the, because of Celebration, they pulled out some stills of the artwork and stuff like
I'm
that.
I'm still waiting for Detours, man. I was pretty pumped for that. I saw the clips.
I know
of that.
That was so
great.
Sad. That was so sad.
I don't think they're gonna air it anymore, just because it'll be the same time frame that they're looking at for Rebels, and I don't think they want to have a show that makes it look badass, but then another show that makes it look comical.
Well, supposedly is from what I heard, they both pulled back because now with the new episodes coming out, they have to work those in, and it's not the same because, you know what I'm saying? There's more story to it. So
more story to what?
To the saga. So they have to change stuff around, and they have to. That's what I heard. So they're not. That's why they're not coming out with it.
Okay.
That's what I guess. Once again.
Well, you're shedding some more light on things that I hadn't heard. But no, I get a. I like all the rumors. You know, it gives us something to talk about and something to pick at. But that wasn't something I had heard. Yeah. Interesting. Interesting little tidbits there.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see more. That's supposed to be coming out next year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be out, I think, before the movie in 15. So next year would be a logical choice there to put that out in. Yeah. What are you thinking of all the things you've seen with Spider-Man 2? Electro looks like a jellyfish, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's. I don't know. I think they're gonna do the same thing. They need.
Wait, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I gotta interject this right before because this just popped up. What do you think of Star Wars Rebels? Tim Curry as Emperor Palpatine.
Wow.
That's who IMDb is putting up there as rumored.
Wow. Could you imagine? Wow. Tim Curry. Yeah.
Darth Vader. Rise. That's almost Australian. Almost went Australian there.
But that's okay.
I mean, he's...
We'll let it slide.
No, but he's used to wearing black leather as well.
Yeah.
Rocky Horror. No, but Matt Sloan is rumored as Darth Vader. Interesting. He was in the video game Unleashed.
Yeah.
So interesting stuff. Sorry to digress. It does state that it's 2014. Anyway, let's get back to your regularly scheduled program. We're talking about Spider-Man episode 2. And again, I'm still thinking Star Wars with episode.
At the end of the day, Marvel Entertainment needs to get Spider-Man back in its.
They need X-Men back too, because I'm sorry, Days of Future Past. I don't have a lot of hope for it.
And this Spider-Man, I don't have a lot of hope for it either. Honestly,
he looks like a jellyfish. He looks like a jellyfish when he's in his hoodie. He looks good, but I just keep imagining like a Zimmerman popping out. Too soon.
Too soon.
But anyway, the stills of him in his hoodie with the blue lights coming out of it, it looks amazing.
It looks all right. I think we're going to be disappointed. I honestly think so.
The stills I've seen of Giamatti in that big clunky suit, it looks like it'll be a pretty cool rhino. Like, he'll be huge and he'll be intimidating. Again, not holding out a lot of hope, which will hopefully ramp up the excitement for it, because I don't have a lot of hope based on the first one. The first one, I had a lot of hope for it, and I liked it, but it was so drastically divergent from the original source material and the first movie that I was like, eh. They changed some things they really didn't need to.
Well, this is the way I see it, and it's unfortunate. We have the source material, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the first one, well, will always be the first one. So,
but the first movie, we went into they just it. Needed to change a couple things, and it was the Tobey Maguire first movie. They just needed to change like one or two things, and it would have been the perfect Spider-Man.
Yeah,
and it would have been Spider-Man that you want to see on screen. But. Again, so him not being a smart ass, and him not being, and her not being Gwen Stacy in the first movie, and dying, you know, kind of took it in a different way. But I want to see this new one. I love Emma Stone. I love the way Andrew Garfield is as his character, Peter Parker.
Well, let's face it. That's the Peter Parker that we're accustomed to. I mean, like, I remember when I was a kid watching the Saturday morning, Spider-Man and Friends, and that's the way he was. Yeah. He was just very sarcastic and quirky, and just mm-hmm. he was all around funny.
Yeah, the Spider-Man I grew up with, the animated series in the 90s, he was always cracking jokes, funny. So I'm hoping this movie is a lot better than the first one that we saw, The Amazing Spider-Man. The suit looks better, I have to say. I do like the big eyes for the spider.
Well, they went back with...
Yeah, but they gave him bigger eyes.
Yeah.
Much bigger eyes. Because in the first one, they were just like small Chinese eyes.
It's almost... What is it? It's almost... what do you call it? Is it Ultimate
Spider-Man? It looks kind of like Ultimate, but it almost even reminds me of the way McFarlane used to draw him with those big exaggerated eyes.
With everything, exaggerated knuckles. Like, you could tell. It's funny how all these artists have gone through Marvel or have gone through DC, and you can say... I mean, obviously, it's their style of drawing, but how much they bring to that character, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because you could totally see Spawn.
The way he does it. Yeah, he draws it. Mm-hmm. He's got a specific style. You know his stuff when you see it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I know Mary Jane is supposed to be in the third one. Does that mean that Stacy is dying in this one, or will she die in the next one?
You think they'll bring in the Goblin?
The Goblin, they already casted him, Chris Cooper. He's in this movie.
No, but officially in the third one as a villain.
Most likely. I mean, the problem with this movie I'm seeing is that there's so many people cast that it's starting to look like maybe Spider-Man 3. You got Rhino, you got the Goblin there, you got the... Which, they're not saying he's going to be Goblin just yet in this movie, but
you know, you know who you blame for that, right? You know who you blame for that? Tim Burton. Thank you very much.
Tim Burton.
Yeah. It's his fault. The first movie, it was just Joker.
Mm-hmm.
Second movie, it was Penguin and Catwoman.
Yeah, but they worked well together.
Yes, no, I know. I'm not saying that it sucked, but that's the bar now. That's how you do it. In the first one, you just do one, and in the second one, you bring in one or two.
Nolan had like three people going on all at once.
Officially.
Come on, look at the third Batman. You had Bane, you had Talia al Ghul, and you had Scarecrow in the movie.
Scarecrow didn't count.
Why not? And in the second one, you had Harvey Dent, Two-Face, Joker, and you had Scarecrow again.
It doesn't count.
Hater.
I mean, I'm not hating, but that's kind of like, that's the parameters that are, that's the par. You do one major bad guy.
Because even Dark Knight, or the Batman Begins, had Al Ghul and Scarecrow. Are you seeing a pattern here?
No, I understand that. Fine, he went away from that. So big deal, because he didn't want the. But
no, you know what I'm getting. That Scarecrow's in every one.
Is Scarecrow his favorite one?
It's Cillian Murphy, hilarious. Death or exile? We're not gonna take your exile, okay? Death by exile.
But now, going back to what I was saying before, Marvel needs to get their characters back, because Sony's definitely need the X-Men back. Yeah.
They definitely need the X-Men.
I would love to see. Could you imagine? Because obviously they would spend the money to get Hugh Jackman to do Wolverine.
Not again. I think they would totally... If Marvel got the rights back tomorrow...
Could you imagine Robert Downey Jr. and all these people together...
They can't. I don't think it'll happen, though, because Marvel having a contract, or Disney and Marvel having their own contract, is different than Fox having their contract with them, because I think Hugh Jackman's tied up over there. But Marvel, I think, would love to just recast and do their own thing, because look at Avengers. They already recasted Quicksilver. They have their own Quicksilver. They're not going with anything that anybody else chose.
which is a great.
Aaron Johnson, I think,
so
will do great.
Much. We already know he looks awesome in a hero suit. Okay. No, but he pulls off say? The. You know what I mean, man. He pulls off.
If you're gonna go that way, whatever, whatever, guy. No, but
it'd be funny.
Definitely needs to get their X-Men back because this. How long is this this new movie gonna be? Because you've got the whole entire cast of the original series and the new version where Matthew Vaughn was going. That's a big cast, man. That is a humongous cast.
And I hate when they do. I'd rather have quality in the characters and not just put them on the screen.
Yeah.
Randomly, Colossus.
I don't assume he's going to have a big part. He didn't in any other movie.
That's what I'm saying. I hope they don't it's give just random.
Halle Berry a big part. She was really
it's
annoying
like in the,
as Storm.
In the first one, they made it's like they showed you. They kind of showed you Kitty, the one girl.
Well, she got like, a big play in the third one.
In the third one, yeah, finally. But
and in Days of Future Past, she plays a bigger role. Her and Wolverine are together, so. I don't know what the heck they're gonna do with this movie. Where they're gonna go with it? Because like we talked about last week, the Wolverine movie, even though it was clearly based off of a graphic novel, the Chris Claremont, Frank Miller one, there wasn't much that they took from that aside from him being in Japan and a couple of sets and plot points, but for the most part, they went in their own direction and changed up pretty much everything, which is what it looks like they're doing for Days of Future Past.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. You flipped, but you were showing me the graphic novel, and it's like
all X-Men
show
in.
Up. Hey, what's going on? Welcome
Look, I'm
to
in
my
Tokyo. I know how to be a samurai. I'm cool.
Welcome
I
to
wear
my
kimono.
Humble. He like opens the door.
The rice paper
welcome,
door.
Yeah. Welcome to my humble abode.
Yeah. He's all happy and is very
and very and like married with yeah. This is my wife.
And check it out. Look, I'm freeballing it in this kimono. Yeah, but I think that's we're starting to see more of the Sentinels and stuff be released, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, Comic Con they had I think they had like busts or
I don't know,
heads.
They
or
look
something
weird
like that.
Though, don't they? The Sentinels. All this time we waited for the Sentinels, and they kind of look like they came out of a Mac store.
Well, it's they're robots, so
but they look plastic. They don't even look like metal.
I don't know. It's what is it?
Bryan Singer
interpretation?
Yeah, artistic interpretation.
But
they showed on set a big one. That's actually life size, not life size. Yeah. Like he's like the same size as us, but he's like the size of maybe a 2-story building.
Yeah, there's actually they're doing these. I was reading that they're doing these little promo cuts, almost like propaganda videos
yeah,
of tracks.
Trask Industries. Yeah, where they showed. I saw it the other day. He was one of the Sentinels outside of, like on the borders, I think. It was
yeah.
Like at the beach or something.
Yeah.
Almost looked like a scene from Planet of the Apes.
Yeah, where they're he's trying to sell them as like protection.
It reminded me a lot of what Skynet was propaganda videos were doing. You know, like Skynet protecting our air, land, and sea.
Yeah.
And then you know you see the different robots and things coming out. That's what this looked like. I think he's, I don't want to call him unoriginal, but he's fucking unoriginal. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
God.
Days of Future Past, we'll see more.
Hey, and what do you think of, supposedly, this in the storyline for Avengers 2, Days of Ultron, Age of Ultron, Tony Stark's inadvertently creates...
I know that's odd. I don't
because it's supposed to be
Ant-Man. Yeah, Hank Pym. Hank Pym is supposed to create Ultron, but they're going a different route in this. And
now is it possible? Because obviously there's not much out there as of yet. But is it possible that they work together?
They could, and that'd be great too. But Joss Whedon already said he's going to change a couple things up. That most likely will be one of them that Tony creates it instead.
I'm not worried.
I'm not so much against that, but it's just, it's kind of an odd turn. You know, you got Ant-Man there, the movie's coming out. Why not slip him in there at least as a plainclothes civilian and not part of the Avengers yet, creating that? I mean, he could be, just show him in the lab one day working with Tony.
Yeah, and here supposedly it's official. You know, well, I mean, you've told me that it's official. I mean, that they both are. Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch, they're official members of the Avengers.
Yeah, they've been members.
But we're going to see them becoming part of the team in this one, Age of Ultron.
Yes. They'll be on the team in this one. Yeah, because you were questioning me whether they were just helpers, like they came
in. Yeah, kind of like Hawkeye. And...
Yeah, well, no. Hawkeye's been a charter member.
Okay, see, because this is just me.
Yeah. It's for there's Hulk, people that pop in and out
and help every so often. That's what I was trying to get at.
Avengers are different. They like give you a membership card if you're like a frequent collaborator. Because I mean, what's it called? Beast was a member of the Avengers.
See, I didn't know that one.
Yeah, Beast was a member of the Avengers. Of course, you got Black Panther. There's several people that have been a part of it. Wonder Man. I mean, the list goes on and on. But
now. For Black Panther, we could definitely use, go ahead, say it.
Digimon Huson.
There we go. Beautiful. Beautiful. That one, would be great. That one you don't butcher up.
Yeah. Digimon Huson. Yep.
Wouldn't he, though? He'd be perfect for that.
He'd be perfect, yeah. But, no, as far as Age of Ultron, I know he's going to do well. And I don't have any doubt that this will be an amazing continuation. Because I think he's got a good head on his shoulders to do it like, you know, like Nolan did, where the first one was so amazing, you're like, oh my God, where could they go from here? And then they raise the bar again. It's like, holy crap, where the hell can they go from here?
See, like for me, it's, like I said, I'm really not worried about it because of the simple fact that...
Uber geek is on top?
One. Two, if the original Avengers would have continued... we'd probably be still in the movie theater watching it with no problem whatsoever.
Mm.
Like if he would have made that a 4-hour movie, a 5-hour movie, we would have sat through it.
But that's what it seems like Days of Future Past needs to be, to give everybody enough screen time and enough of a nod in their movie. You know, it seems like there's such a big cast.
That was
speaking of like a 9-hour movie though. The Hobbit, if you didn't already know, The Hobbit is definitely getting a extended edition.
What is with this guy?
Peter Jackson. Peter Jackson cannot just do a regular 2-hour movie.
Oh my God.
He needs to do a 3-hour movie and then release 9 extra hours of footage every time.
It's like, you know what? I'm going to film the entire book, but then we're going to edit it down to... a 2-hour movie.
You know what's ridiculous, though? There's still 2 other movies to come, and this is the smallest book of the whole series, and yet he's got, like, 9 hours of footage for this first part of that book. I would be okay with an extended edition with 9 extra hours if those 9 extra hours were parts 2 and 3 of the movie.
But why are you releasing? Here's my thing. I mean, no offense. If you're into that, well, that's your thing, and I'm... sure, it's exciting and all that sort of stuff, but they're all boring. To me, they're boring.
Even the goddamn trees walk.
Randall.
which there's, you know, going to be an animated Clerks. No, not Clerks. It's an animated Jane Silent Bob movie.
Really?
Yeah. I stumbled across that because Kevin Conroy.
Same style, though?
I don't know the style yet. I haven't seen anything on it, but I saw
because they had the series. They had the Clerks series.
Well, I saw Jay and Silent Bob were doing their own movie because animated movie. Just because it's called Jay and Silent Bob Super Groovy Cartoon Movie, and I saw it because I was looking up Kevin Conroy, the most amazing Batman voice to date, and I stumbled across this because he's going to be in there as the mayor of Red Bank. Which, if you don't know, Red Bank is the New Jersey town that their comic shop is in.
Yeah.
That the Jane Silent Bob Secret Stash is located in. And then, of course, you have Eliza Dushku as the lipstick lesbian. all three of the guys from Comic Book Man are going to be in there doing random cool. voices. They're doing their little cameos, and then there's a couple of View Askew Universe mainstays that'll be in it. John Lovitz will be in it. Stan Lee will be in it. Of course, Jay and Silent Bob will be in it. Dante and Randall will be in it. And of course, Brian Quinn, Q from...
That is too funny. Well, I told you...
What does he do? It's Impractical Jokers.
Yeah, Impractical Joker. Yeah, I told you he was part of that crew.
Mm-hmm.
He
just can't be on it.
What is it? Him and the other... what is it? One of the guys from the Secret Stash do a blog, do a podcast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what do you call it? That's interesting, though. That's super cool.
Yeah. So
you just showed me Percy Jackson. I think it's funny how your first movie flopped,
and you get a second one.
And then you get a second one.
I have no hope for that movie. The preview didn't show everything. I mean, preview was lackluster, and if you can't get a good preview out, I mean, that's like your one shot. It was okay.
There lies the problem. Mm-hmm. But anyways.
I think we covered just about every topic we could this week, and I hope you all enjoyed yourself. This was brought to you by the letter Q. Q for Quinn.
Q for Quinn. Excellent gentleman.
It's also for quitting time. So, folks, from all of us at Influx Radio,
we bid you a fond adieu.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.